Thank you for tuning in to Blue Jays vs. Them. I am your host, Jerry Schwinnard. In Blue Jays vs. Them, I do a brief recap of the last two series. Usually that's the weekend series and the series from earlier in the week. I provide reminders for upcoming promotional nights and Jays Care 50-50 draw prizes. Throw in my opinion of a play or happening on the field. I'll give you a history between the Blue Jays and one of the next two opponents. I'll then preview the next two series, offering my predictions on how the Blue Jays will fare. If that sounds like something you might enjoy listening to, then let's talk Blue Jays. The Blue Jays hit the road after a terrible 2-4 homestand. Their first stop was Washington to face the Nationals, a place they hadn't been to since 2021. Losing both games back then, the reception wasn't any better this time around either. Yusei Kikuchi got the start for the first game, throwing 100 pitches to complete 6 innings. He allowed 1 run on 6 hits and 1 walk, striking out 7. Eric Swanson's struggles continued as he was unable to record an out, allowing 3 runs to score on 2 hits, including a home run. Including Swanson, the Blue Jays used 5 pitchers to close out the 7th and 8th innings, giving up 8 runs. Once again, the offense was absent, going 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Scoring 3 runs on 7 hits just isn't enough. The Blue Jays dropped the first game and third consecutive, losing 9-3. Kevin Gausman took the mound for the middle game and threw 112 pitches in his 5 1/3 innings, striking out 8 batters. He didn't allow a run. The Nationals could only manage 3 hits and 2 walks. Blue Jays still only went 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, but did score 6 runs on 9 hits, including a 2-run homer from Kevin Kiermaier in the 8th. The Blue Jays snapped their 3-game losing streak to even up the series with a 6-3 win. Last week, I wasn't sure who the starter would be for the third game. When I found out, I wasn't very happy. After one quality start, Alek Manoah was called up from AAA Buffalo to make his first major league start since August 10th, 2023. He threw 92 pitches in his 4 innings, allowing 7 runs on 6 hits and 4 walks. Oh, and you can also add a hit batter to the stat line. He did strike out 6 batters in his 4 innings of work. The bullpen of Pearson, Cabrera, Swanson, and Pop gave up 4 more runs. The offense did come to life with a Guerrero grand slam in the second inning to give the Blue Jays a 5-1 lead. The Nationals took a 7-6 lead, scoring 5 runs in the 4th. The Blue Jays briefly retook the lead with 2 runs in the 5th. However, Washington scored 4 more runs to win the rubber match 11-8, handing the Blue Jays their 4th consecutive series loss. The Blue Jays had the day off on Monday before their 2-game series in the City of Brotherly Love. You know, for a city that's known for its fierce and sometimes ruckus fans, how do they still get called the City of Brotherly Love? Anyway, the Blue Jays send Jose Berríos and Chris Bassitt to the mound. Berríos didn't have his sharpest game, throwing 90 pitches in 3 2/3 innings. He was charged with 8 runs on 7 hits and 2 walks, and 2 hit batters. He did strike out 7, but gave up 2 home runs, including a grand slam to Royce Harper. The Blue Jays' bats once again fell silent, earning 1 run on 6 hits, losing the first game 10-1. After losing 10-1 in the 4th consecutive series, the team's offense stats are either at the bottom or near the bottom of the league. Before the second game, or after the first game, the team held a players-only meeting. Let's hope it's a turning point in the season. Only time will tell. Throwing 102 pitches through 6 1/3 innings, Chris Bassitt struck out 6 batters. He only allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks. A slight juggle to the batting order moved Pichette down to the 6th and Varsho to 2nd. The team went 5-for-14 with runners in scoring position, earning 5 runs on 12 hits and 2 walks. With the 5-3 win, Toronto split the series and will head home for a weekend series against the Minnesota Twins. Upcoming promotional nights and 50-50 draw prizes. The Jays return home on May 10th versus the Twins. On Friday, May 10th, is Cricket Night at the ballpark. The first 15,000 fans will receive a white Blue Jays cricket hat. Mother's Day, May 12th, is also Junior Jays Sunday. Friday, May 17th, is Country Night and Chris Bassitt Hound on the Mound bobblehead giveaway for the first 15,000 fans. Junior Jays Sunday, May 19th. Monday, May 20th, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Jordan Romano blue replica jersey. Looney Dog Tuesdays, May 21st. Wednesday, May 22nd, is Yusei Kikuchi bobblehead for the first 15,000 fans. Friday, May 31st, the team will debut their City Connect jerseys. Fans 18 and older can purchase tickets for Blue Jays Care 50-50 draw online at bluejays.com/50-50. Anywhere in Ontario and also in Nova Scotia. Prizes include Sunday, May 12th, we'll have 5 draws for $1,000 cash prize every half hour between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. As always, I'll leave a link for Jay's Care 5050 in the description so you can find the winning numbers and prizes. Last week, the team's offensive struggles continued. Losing their 4th consecutive series and their first game against the Phillies, the team held a players' meeting. The following game, manager John Schneider moved Bichette down to the 7th spot and Varsho behind Springer in the 2 spot. The team did seem to have a different feel at their at-bats and won the game. Let's see if it continues into the weekend series against the Twins. But what caught my eye this week was a base hit by Guerrero in which he didn't run full out to first base, assuming the out. The ball was mishandled and he barely made it safely to first. Had he run full out, as every batter should, he would have easily been safe. This isn't the first time Guerrero has not run full speed to first. I seem to recall a time when it cost him to be thrown out at second because he didn't run full out, only to pick up the pace when he looked like he could make it to second. A perfect throw by the outfielder and his lack of effort cost the team an out that time. In the players' meeting, I hope base running was addressed, as well as offensive output. I guess the next few games we should see if things have changed. As I've already mentioned, the Blue Jays are home for a weekend series against the Minnesota Twins. Historically, the Blue Jays have played the Twins 416 times, winning 233 games for a 560 win percentage or 50 games above 500. However, Minnesota has hosted 8 more games than Toronto. With the current schedule having the Blue Jays play the AL Central either 6 or 7 times, Toronto could host 4 of the 7 games until 2032 just to even out the home and away balance. But that's not how the schedule works. They will probably play 7 games every other season, so that would stretch it out till 2039. Wins versus losses, home versus away. The Blue Jays have won 120 of the 204 games played in Toronto. That's 36 games above 500 or 588 win percentage. I'll go with their more recent history in the series preview. So far this season, the Blue Jays have played 37 games with a record of 17-20. Currently, they're last in the AL East, a game and a half behind the Rays and 7 games behind the Orioles. The Blue Jays will be headed to Baltimore to face the division-leading Orioles before coming home to face the Rays. With a record of 17-20, that puts this version of the Blue Jays in a 6-way tie with the 1986, 2003, 2008, 2011, and 2015 editions, putting them with the 8th best record in franchise starts after 37 games. Conversely, that also puts them with the 7th worst start in franchise history. To give some perspective, that's 7 games above their worst start of 10-27 in 1979, and 8 games behind the best start of franchise history of 25-12 in 1992. This weekend, the Blue Jays will host the Minnesota Twins for 3 games before heading to Baltimore for a 3-game series. As I said earlier, the Blue Jays have won 120 of the 204 games played in Toronto against the Twins. That doesn't tell the whole story. The recent history might be more telling as a prediction for the series. Since 2018, the Twins have a 11-5 record at Rogers Centre, sweeping the 3-game series in both 2018 and 2019. They took 2 of the 3 from Toronto in 2022 and last season. The Blue Jays did manage to win 2 of 3 in 2021. The scheduled starters are Kikuchi versus Joe Ryan, who is 1-2 in his 7 starts with an ERA of 3.54. Gausman versus Simeon Woods Richardson, 1-0 in 4 games with an ERA of 1.74. And Manoah versus Bailey Ober, 1-3 in his 7 starts with a 4.42 ERA. The recent history suggests that the Twins take 2 of the 3 games. If their game approach from the team meeting is to play into it, then they might be able to take 2 of the 3 from the Twins. On Monday, the Blue Jays will be in Camden Yards for their first meeting with the division-leading Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles are 7-3 in their last 10 games with a weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Even though the Blue Jays have a winning record against the Orioles, they were thoroughly embarrassed by them last season, losing 10 of the 13 games and 4 of the 6 games in Camden Yards. Our projected starters for the series are Berríos, Bassett, and Kikuchi, arguably 3 of our best starters. If the Blue Jays want to be considered a playoff team, they need to take 2 of the 3 from the O's. The more likely outcome is the O's win 2 of the 3. That should do it for this episode. I look forward to talking Blue Jays baseball with you next week. I hope you'll join me. Once again, I still feel a little bit weird bringing this to your attention, but if you can tap the subscribe button, hit the like button on the social media post, or download the episode from the Buzzsprout website, I'd greatly appreciate it. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you next week. This is Blue Jays vs. Them, and I'm your host, Jerry Schmerd. Let's go, Blue Jays! Let's go!